What's better in life than a bottle of wine, great food, and an amazing conversation?
My name is Kate Sullivan, and I am the host of To Dine For.
I'm a journalist, a foodie, a traveler with an appetite for the stories of people who are hungry for more. Dreamers, visionaries, artists, those who hustle hard in the direction they love. I travel with them to their favorite restaurant to hear how they did it. This show is a toast to them and their American dream. Hello, everyone. Kate Sullivan here. Welcome to Dine For, the podcast. This week, in honor of Thanksgiving, I thought I would shake things up a bit and challenge you to do the same. This has been such an extraordinarily difficult year for everyone. Between the massive political divide, the cultural reckoning of Black Lives Matter, and the global pandemic, our lives and our daily routines have been in upheaval. It has been exhausting. Has it been exhausting for you? The state of the world has made me sad, angry, frustrated. It's easy to get discouraged and think there is no hope, that the world seems somehow uglier these days. It's in these moments that I realize we are the world. I am the world. You are the world. And all we can do is take one step at a time, with courage and optimism, doing our part to shine light on what matters most to us. Like community organizer Jamal Cole on the south side of Chicago.
I want people to stop depending so much on big city government and really believe that they can make a difference. You know, if you want to plant sunflowers in a hood one day, that's gonna be a beacon of hope for somebody. We all need to create a little ripple of hope on our blocks so we can make a wave of change together.
Or restaurateur Alpana Singh, who wants to make wine accessible to everyone.
You have the ability to do whatever you want, you know, especially nowadays, you know, with YouTube and websites and all these creative
outlets. There's never
outlets.
Been a better time.
There's never been a better time. My battle call is to use wine as a medium to help people feel more confident about their choices and about embracing what makes them happy.
Or Bishop T.D. Jakes, who wants to show everyone they have a purpose beyond themselves.
The quickest way to heal from the struggle of what went wrong is to imagine what could go right.
So with a weary but hopeful heart, I implore you to stop and think of three things you are truly grateful for. No, seriously, go ahead and think about it. Now think of one dish you can't wait to eat this week. Maybe it's the roasted sweet potatoes with a gooey marshmallow topping, or the charred Brussels sprouts and bacon, the salty, savory red vinegar and grainy mustard making it all the better. Or wait a minute, maybe it's slicing turkey for sandwiches the day after with a little bit of cranberry sauce as you prepare to watch the game. Whatever food moment makes you happy, brings you joy, whatever you are grateful for, this week, I wish you more of that. Small and big moments of gratitude. Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. It's been a heck of a year. I'm thankful for you and the community of people who support To Dine For, the podcast. Next week, we'll be back at the table with more inspiring stories of success and mouth-watering food. Hope to see you then. Thanks for listening to Dine For, the podcast. For more information on the show, the guests, and the podcast, head to todineforTV.com. You can find us on Instagram at todineforTV and Facebook at todinefor with Kate Sullivan. Thanks to the sponsors of To Dine For, the podcast, American National and Spiritless. Special thank you to producer and sound editor John Golner. To the loyal followers of this program, cheers, stay hungry, and stay inspired. I'll see you back at the table soon.